الحمد لله المعطي برحمته وفضله، المانع بحكمته وعدله. أحمده سبحانه لا راد لأمره ولا معقب لحكمه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أفضل أنبيائه وخير رسله. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. All thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank and glorify Him. He guided us to the best path and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partners or associates. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. He sent him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us as a favor and bounty from himself. O Allah, send prayer upon and have mercy for and bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions, and all those who follow in their footsteps until the day of judgment. Today, inshallah, we're going to deal with the clear proofs of the truthfulness of the message brought by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this religion, there are postulates. The first one is that Allah, the Almighty, is one, unique in His creation, one in His deeds, and one in His attributes, all of which is included in the declaration of faith. No one has the right to be worshipped but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one is that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. So we're going to discuss the evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, it means, indeed we have already sent our messengers with clear proofs. Surah Al-Hadid, verses 25. Someone claim of being Allah's messenger not accompanied by clear proofs would never be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, would not send a messenger without sufficient evidence for it, because such a message is tied to man's destiny and his eternal happiness. It is inconceivable for a messenger who represents the creator of the heavens and the earth, the bearer of the divine care, to be sent without the proofs of his messengership. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 25, indeed we have already sent our messengers with clear proofs. The first of these proofs is the miracle of the Quran. The most important thing about this miracle is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected from any change, alteration, plagiarism, or forgery. He says, which means we have without doubt sent down the message and we will assuredly guard it from corruption. The miracles of Prophet Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, were one thing and his message was another thing. His miracles have been preserved as part of the human heritage and never happened again. They were tangible miracles. but were not related to his message. Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, miracle was his stick, and his message was the Torah. However, the case of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his miracle and his message are one. The Holy Quran, the divine inspiration from Allah. This miracle is everlasting. Why everlasting? Because he is the last prophet, and his is the last message. Thus it had to be everlasting. And it would not have been ongoing had it not been scientific and demonstrative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, verses 50 and 51, yet they say, why are not signs sent down to him from his Lord? Say, the signs are indeed with Allah, and I am indeed a clear warner. And is it not enough for them that we have sent down to you the book which is rehearsed to them? Verily, in it is mercy and a reminder to those who believe. Three very important matters must be mentioned. By reflecting on the universe, you can conclusively come to believe in the existence, perfection, and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can also conclusively come to believe by using your mind that the Quran is the word of Allah, owing to its inability, its miraculous nature. By considering the Quran, you can also conclusively come to believe that the man who brought it is indeed the messenger of Allah. Thus you can believe in Allah through the universe, and in the Quran through the miracles, and in the messenger by the means of the Quran. Once you believe that the only God who is perfect and complete does exist, and that his word, the Quran, is absolute, revealed to the messenger who was to deliver this miraculous inspiration, who is undoubtedly the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the role of the mind ends, and the turn of the transmission comes. It comes after you have believed in the only and the one and perfect creator of this universe, and after you have believed that the Quran is indeed the word of Allah, and after you have believed that the man who came with this Quran is indeed the messenger of Allah, and that his own words, so not recited as divine, are another kind of inspiration for the purpose of illustrating the Quran. Thus we have divine inspiration from the creator of the universe, and we have from our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam another kind of inspiration that illustrates the recited words of Allah. Now the role of the mind ceases. You believe in everything that the Quran tells you, and you believe in everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you. Thus we have a book and a sunnah. Therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you shall never go astray if you hold onto two things after me, the book of Allah and the sunnah of his Prophet. The book is divine inspiration, and the sunnah is its illustration, as expounded by the Prophet in his speech, in his deeds, his decisions, and qualities. We have two elements that are undoubted, the Quran and the Sunnah. And we have the universe as a basic postulate which encompasses all creation. Because the Quran is the word of Allah, and because it is the way for all peoples on the earth, it has to be guarded and preserved. It also follows that for the Quran to be preserved, the Prophet's Sunnah has to be preserved too. For that reason, Allah has sent to these nations scholars of outstanding knowledge who specialized in the science of hadith, so that they were in a position to classify the Prophet's sayings as authentic, weak, or false. Hence, the Quran is described as absolute in so far as its veracity, some of its of absolutely clear meanings, and some is ambiguous. And Sunnah has degrees of certainty, because some of it is sahih, true, frequent in terms of narrations, and some of it hasan, good, and some of it da'if, weak, and some of it is mawdu', which is false. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 51, means, and is it not enough for them that we have sent down to you the book which is rehearsed to them? This means, is it not enough evidence for them that you are my messenger? The Quran is the logical evidence that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. The miracle of the Quran is the evidence that the Quran is the word of Allah. The universe is the logical evidence that Allah is the creator. Divine inspiration supports these pieces of evidence. Therefore, you must firmly believe in anything which Allah has instructed you to believe in. He told you that there will be the last day, the day of resurrection, that in the hereafter there will be the basin of the Prophet, the path or the bridge over the two edges of the hill and the balance on which people's deeds will be weighed. He told you that there will be paradise and hell, and that humankind started with the creation of Adam. Thus the divine inspiration informed you about everything that the mind is unable to figure out on its own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, and the firmament has He raised high, and He has set up the balance of justice. Surah Al-Rahman, verse 7. One of the meanings of the balance is the mind. He gave you the balance, but this balance is limited in terms of use. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this balance to be limited in its use. Consider a balance in a grocery store on which is written for weighing things between 5 and 3,000 grams. As long as you adjust your use to these two limits, it will give you accurate results. But because it is limited in its use, you cannot use it to weigh your car. For example, your car will break it to pieces. Thus, the balance is unable to weigh a car. The weight of the car is written on it. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you everything that the mind is unable to figure. Thus, there is integration between what is inspired and what is logical. With the reason, mind conclusively believe that the one perfect God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exists. And by means of the mind, also believe that the Quran in the word of Allah, the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through it also you believe that this man is the messenger of Allah. This is how far the logic of the mind can go. Consider the case of someone who is sick and who logically is looking for a very competent and highly qualified physician who fears Allah. Finally, after a long and search, he finds such a physician who, after having examined him, says that he must not use salt in his food. Here, there is no place for logic. Your brain has led you to believe that the doctor in question is professionally outstanding. Therefore, the role of your mind stops here. That is the same as when you believe through a cognitive process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one perfect existing creator by considering the universe. And when you believe that the Quran is the word of Allah by considering its miraculous nature and by believing that the man who brought it is his messenger by means of the Quran and the mind, he has told you that there is a kind of creatures called jinn. But where are they? This is called informative evidence. And it has another name, transmitted evidence. And this is irrefutable compelling evidence. There is a proportional relationship between your trust in the speaker and what he tells you. Allah has told you that mankind started with Adam. Darwin, on the other hand, points to the ape as the origin of man. The case, nevertheless, is solved because it's compelling transmitted evidence. Allah has told you that he does not treat anyone with injustice. So he really does not do that. He is equitable. Thus, if you witness civil wars or invasions or famine somewhere in the world, when you see entire nations being tyrannized, you should know that there is a certain wisdom in all that of which you are unaware. But you know what Allah has told you, and he only tells the absolute truth, that he treats no one with injustice. As reported in Sahihain from Abu Huraira, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was no prophet among the prophets but was given miracles, because of which people had security or had belief. But what I was given was the divine inspiration which Allah revealed to me. So I hope that my followers will be more than those of any other prophet on the day of resurrection. In other words, every prophet was given conclusive proofs and miracles sufficient for the people to believe that he was indeed prophet. Thus Moses was given the miracles of the stick, while Isa was able to cure the leper and the blind. And Ibrahim was saved from the fire, which was made cool for him. But what I was given was the divine inspiration, which Allah revealed to me. So I hope that my followers will be more than those of any other prophet on the day of resurrection. Thus, according to this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that his miracles was the divine inspiration. And this is a unique blessing in the case of previous prophets. It was narrated that the stick in Moses' hand became a serpent, but the divine inspiration is still with us. And we read it every day. The first thing we notice about the Quran is its eloquence and fluency. The language of the Quran is the most eloquent in Arabic language ever. And next to it come the statements of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This miracles and most eloquent language is made up of 28 letters of the Arabic alphabet. Can the Arabs, even if put all their heads together, produce one single ayah similar to those found in the Quran? The answer is no. Sometimes you listen to the khutbah once, twice, or three times. You may even come to know it by heart. You may listen to the poem five times. Then you feel it is such a boring thing. You may listen to a lecture. You listen and listen. But you may listen to a surah from the Quran 100,000 times in your lifetime. And you never feel this is enough. Just try. Listen to the Quran in your car. Read the Quran at home. Every time you read or listen, you preserve something new in it. Perhaps a word that you did not pay attention to it before. A letter, or even stop at a particular word that implies a profound meaning. Thus, Allah's word is superior to people's words in the same degree that Allah is superior to His creation. It does not get dull through repetition. Even if you read it day and night, the more you read, the closer to Allah you become. The Quran is the most eloquent degree of this Arabic language. And the more you read, the more new meanings you will find in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 24, says it means, and if you are in doubt as to what we have revealed from time to time to our servant, then produce a surah like it and call your witness or helpers, if there are any, besides Allah, if you are truthful. But if you can't, and of surety you cannot, then fear the fire whose fuel is men and stones, which is prepared for those who reject faith. Its eloquence, the Quran tells you about al-ghayb, the unseen, about which no one else apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. He says, which means the Romans have been defeated in a land close by. The Surah to the Rum, verse 2 and 3. Historians have all agreed that this battle took place in the lowland of Palestine recently. It has been discovered that the lowest spot on the entire earth is the lowland of Palestine. there was a long argument between Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him and satisfied with him, and the disbelievers of the Quraysh regarding this matter. And each party challenged the other. 7 years later, the Romans indeed defeated the Persians. This is called the unknown or unseen of the future. In the Quran, we find facts about unknown of the past, the unknown of the present, and the unknown of the future. The dimensions of the unseen as regards of past and the future is time, but dimensions of the present is space. In Surah Al-Imran, verse 44, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, you were not with them when they cast lots with bins as to which of them should be charged with the cares of Maryam, nor were you with them when they disputed the point. Thus the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the invisible of the past, of the present, and of the future. Therefore, the second proof is the Quran tells us about invisible things. Here is a person who claims the prophethood, then becomes entangled with all around him by saying that the Romans will be victorious while he was persecuted, pursued and wanted, dead or alive at the time. He would not have made such a claim unless he was convinced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not disappoint him. Then Allah protection takes care of the Prophet's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Surah Al-Isra, verse 60, it means, behold, we told you that your Lord encompasses mankind round about. O Messenger, proclaim the message which has been sent down to you from your Lord. And if you did not, you would not have fulfilled and proclaimed his mission. Allah will protect you from men. The Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 67. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so sure that Allah would not fail him, he dismissed his guards and depended upon Allah for protection. This is the exception to the rule that requires one to do what one can do first, then depend on Allah, because the Prophet had divine inspiration. Destruction of the entire universe would have been easier for Allah than not fulfilling his promise to his messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from men. Means will prevent them from killing you. We are talking here about a prophet with a message. If he had been killed, one might ask why Allah had allowed that to happen. Someone else might ask how we should deal with the ayah which says Muhammad is no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. If he died or were slain, will you then turn back on your heels? The Surah Al-Imran, verse 144. What is mentioned here is the possibility of his being murdered. Then how can we reconcile this ayah with the one, O Messenger, proclaim the message which has been sent down to you from your Lord? This means that you will not be murdered during proclamation of the message. But when your mission finishes, it is another subject. The second ayah implies, if the proclamation is finished, if he died or was slain, will you then turn back on your heels? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was under protection. And when this ayah was revealed, Allah will protect you from men. He said to his guards, O people, go. Allah will protect me. Another proof of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that the Prophet before him came one after another. But after him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no prophet or messenger will come. In Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. And Allah has full knowledge of all things. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear brothers, the scientific miracles in the Quran constitute another proof that it is the word of Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fussilat, verse 53, which means soon will we show them our signs in the furthest regions of the earth and in their own souls until it becomes manifest to them that this is the truth. Is it not enough that your Lord does witness all things? Scientific miracles in the Quran and in the Sunnah are uncountable. Consider the expression in the land nearby, which was referred to earlier before laser was invented. It was not known that the Jordan Valley is the lowest spot on earth, or else he has set free the two seas meeting together. Between them is a barrier which none of them can transgress. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both, jinn and men, deny? Surah Al-Rahman, verse 19 to 21. The meaning of this ayah became clear only after it was discovered by means of a spaceship that indeed between every two adjacent seas there is a barrier. Only after a galaxy which is at a distance of 3,000 light years away from us was discovered, we came to know the meanings of the following ayah. When the sky is rent asunder and it becomes red like almond, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both jinn and men deny? Surah Al-Jinn, verse 37 to 38. The above and much more is what confirms the word of Allah. those whom he wills to leave astray, he makes their breast closed and constricted. While flying on a plane, when the amount of oxygen decreases at high altitude, man feels intense discomfort. Furthermore, it was discovered that it is not the female egg cell that is responsible for determining the sex of an embryo. Allah says in the Quran the following about this issue, that he did create the pairs, males and females, from a sperm drop when lodged in its place. Quite recently, the science discovered that what determined the sex of the embryo is the sperm, not the mother's egg cell. Allah also said in the Quran, which means each just swims along its own orbit. It is well-known fact now that everything, whether an atom or a galaxy, revolves around a nucleus. The Earth revolves around the Sun at the speed of 30 kilometers per second. Now consider what Allah says in the Quran. You see the mountains and think them firmly fixed, but they shall pass away as the clouds pass away. Such is the artistry of Allah, who disposes of all things in a perfect order. It was discovered that every planet in the universe revolves around another along a closed orbit. Allah also said, which means, by the firmament which gives returning rain. The comment on the signs of Allah would be a long one indeed, since they are found in the galaxies, in the sun and in the moon, in the day and in the night, in the mountains and in the plains, in the deserts, in the valleys, and the seas and the rivers, in the fish and the birds and the other animals, in the creation of man, and in the creation of food and drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, soon we will show them our signs in the furthest regions of the earth and in their own souls until it becomes manifest to them that this is the truth. 1,400 years ago, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us facts that were unknown 100 years ago. They have become known only recently. This shows that the miracles of the Quran is the clearest, conclusive proof that the Quran is the word of Allah. Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj journey is also a clear proof of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was transported from Mecca to Jerusalem and from there to Sidrat al-Muntaha in the heaven, then back to his home in Mecca, as though Allah had cancelled time and space for him. He says, glory to Allah who did take his servant for a journey by night. In other words, this story or this transporting was not subject to the laws of the universe we are familiar with. Rather, it was an exception, as he who created time and space cancelled them for the selected one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, with the Isra and Mi'raj, and told him that he is the best among all prophets and messengers. And when he was in Taif, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, if you are not angry with me, then I do not care about the troubles that I meet with, and you have the right to blame until you are pleased with me, and your protection is what I seek. Miracles, by far, is of course the Holy Quran. This is the biggest, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, biggest miracles is the Holy Quran, which is mental, scientific, linguistic, and continual miracle till the day of the resurrection. But like the rest of Allah's prophets and messenger, he was given tangible and practical miracles too. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may he bless and grant peace to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the truthful and the faithful. O Allah, grant us and do not withhold from us. Honor us and do not humiliate us. Favor us and do not prefer others to us. Make us content and be pleased with us. And may peace and blessing of Allah be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معدنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة